You're listening to the Sci Fidelity Podcast, episode 74. Don't freak out, it's just a mask. In this particular TMNT episode of the Sci Fidelity Podcast, we spend a lot of time talking about things that are NSFW. So keep that in mind if the kids are around. Later, dudes. Gotta get your balls out on the table so I can see the red light.
That just ain't happening.
Is this when we start playing Roxanne? Put out the red light?
Yeah. Well, Roxanne or not, Sting or Brian ain't getting my balls on the table.
Good. You make it sound like if I asked, I could get your balls. I don't want them.
No.
But I see.
You weren't part of the conversation.
He changed his mind after I said I didn't want them because now his feelings were hurt. But that's okay. That's cool. That's fine.
Strange delusion you live in.
I believe we need to start this all over again because, as I think back on this discussion about your balls, I don't really think that's a good podcast material.
I agree with that entirely.
Well, now that you agree with me, I'm going to have to say we go back and talk about your balls.
Well, then I'll ask the question again. Where's the red light so that I know we're recording?
Again, it's on Steve's balls. You know, this is like Groundhog Day. Or like that movie with Tom Cruise, where it's Groundhog Day but with cannons, right?
Groundhog Day in space.
No, it's actually on
space
Earth.
Day?
Groundhog Day with
Tom Emily
Cruise
Blunt.
And Emily Blunt. Yes.
Yeah, and power that, suits.
Yes.
Power What's suits. The name of that movie?
Shit, I don't know. Why don't you do the whole Welcome to the Sci Fidelity Podcast thing
recall.
While I look it up?
Total recall. Now, Total Lack of Recall. That's the name of the movie.
Total Lack of Recall.
I can't remember.
Oh, no.
Well, all right, fuck it. Welcome to the Sci Fidelity Podcast. This is Patrick.
This is Brian.
This is Steve. And Michael's not with us today. But
he had shit to do because, yeah. You know, he thinks he has a life or something.
I don't know what gave him that idea.
Bougie fuck, but whatever, that's fine.
I heard he got evicted.
So we're going with that, huh? All right, yeah. Well, you know what? It was the mounds of shit, really, that the landlord said.
That'll do it.
Yeah. You know, he came in and he said, you don't have any kids, yet there's a stack of diapers over here in this corner. What the fuck? Oh, yeah. And when they pulled the stack of diapers out, there's a dead cat there.
How did I'm you like, ever find out about this?
You know... It's public record if the health inspector goes to a house and there's a stack of diapers.
Oh, I thought you saw it on Hoarders. That's where I saw it.
Shit.
Oh, that's where those camera crew was for. Oh, okay. All right. I thought they had to document all the crazies when they come to throw them out. But, you know, whatever. That's good. To answer your earlier question, Edge of Tomorrow is the name of that movie.
Edge of Tomorrow,
where Tom Cruise...
Which is not like City on the Edge of Forever at all, as the titles.
I imagine not.
So, so Tom Cruise is basically Groundhog Day, but he's in a parasuit, and obviously you don't seem like you've heard, know
this
anything
ground
about
dog
this.
Groundhog is not afraid of shadows because he's in a power suit.
So I haven't seen any of the trailers or anything like that.
Really?
I'm just aware that the movie is coming and it's got a Groundhog Day element to it.
Really?
It's timey-wimey.
I don't think it's timey-wimey. Timey-wimey is happy. This is Tom Cruise's timeline resets every time something kills him.
River Song was timey-wimey and that was all tragic.
River Song was fine as hell. What are you talking about?
So he respawns. He gets killed and respawns.
Yeah, it's basically... Yes. Well, it's the same thing as... Well, no, it's not the same thing. Well, I guess it kind of is as Phil in Groundhog Day, because when he died, his day started over again.
But his day would have restarted anyway.
Yeah, I think this guy's day starts over anyway. Actually, I don't know. I think it might just be that his world is fucked up enough that he's guaranteed to get shot every day.
I seem to recall that they're in the trailer. They have a line about you have to go out and get yourself killed every day.
So, I do remember that line.
Yeah, so that implies that death is required for the temporal reset to occur in some fashion. So,
which is amazingly convenient if you just find out, oh, well, if I die, it automatically resets.
We all reset when we die. We just, only the dead people know that, and they're not telling us. So.
Really?
Yeah, we're in an alternate universe.
Yeah. Oh, God. All right. Well, I can't dispute that.
A lot of universes.
That.
Yes.
Well, quantum mechanics spits out so many fucking universes, it's ridiculous.
And in most of them, you don't have hair on your cheeks.
Okay.
It's all on his balls. Anyway, we're going back to the balls thing. Let's stop talking about Edge of Tomorrow and instead talk about another shitty trailer, which is the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I thought you were going there.
Well,
it's not Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, it's just Ninja Turtles, right?
I don't fucking know. I don't give a shit. I just saw the thing because somebody...
They not only sucked the soul out of the characters, but also out of the title, from what I understand.
Yeah. So, I think it... No, wait. Remember, he was going to call it Ninja Turtles, and the internet lost its shit. So I think he went back.
Oh, did he? I was only half paying attention when I watched the trailer.
Well, they were originally going to be space aliens, so, you know.
Well, now they were created in a lab, right?
I have to admit, as somebody who knows, has only met Jack and shit in the realm of the Ninja Turtles, I thought the trailer seemed to fit my understanding of the phenomenon fairly well.
So what you're saying is,
but
you don't know jack shit about Ninja Turtles.
That's what I said. I only know Jack and shit. I don't know anything else. So it could, in fact, be terribly blasphemous, but I thought it seemed to capture the humor and the silliness and the action, and I seemed like it was recognizably similar to what glimpses I've seen. However, I'm at the same level where I think Dr. Spock and Mr. Spock are the same thing when it comes to Donatello and all those other famous artists. So,
what?
Dr. Spock, Mr. Spock, two different people, but casual norms think they're the same person.
Oh, you're talking about muggles? You're doing yourself a muggle
muggles,
comparison?
Yes, norms.
Yeah.
Yes. I prefer norms. It sounds more insulting.
He did a muggle thing. You know what? I think we're gonna try something new here on the Sci-Fi podcast that we've never done. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna play this trailer and we're gonna talk about it. We're gonna watch it here and you can just hear our reactions. Because what the fuck? It's a good day to start new shit, right?
New shit day. Here we go.
So there's a voiceover and there's a helicopter. You know, these are random shit falling over off buildings for no good reason.
This all seems reasonable.
That's all I need to see.
Says Michael Bay and Steve's out. But, you know, like there's, and Megan Fox is back. Good for her. All right. So this is going to be one of those trailers where they don't actually show the Ninja Turtles except for like 2 minutes or like 20 seconds at the end, which is irritating.
Nope. They're not born. They're created.
Yeah. Well, I mean, technically they were created before just by accident. But that's also dumb. I don't know. I don't like the new character models, which might be like a small nit, but
bullet time. What they do with slow mo?
Yeah, it's everybody does slow mo.
So
now.
It does say Teenage Mutant Ninja.
I mean, he looks roided out, but he's a turtle, so you know
that nose.
Yeah.
See, I thought that was vaguely cute. I'm not saying I'm actually going to bother to see this piece of shit, but. What exactly in the trailer is violating sensibilities for all of you diehard turtle fans? What is it that they got wrong? I'm willing to accept that they probably screwed everything up. I just don't know what it is.
Okay, so watching that trailer, there's nothing that the trailer shouts out that that's obviously wrong. It's not like it was like if we were to watch the trailer for Fantastic Four, you know. I could point out, that's wrong. But this, it's
they didn't
vague
really
enough.
Give us anything.
Yeah, it's vague enough, except for the fact that they allude to the fact that they were intentionally created. So
and they show a scene in a lab.
Well, did
the goo
then what happens
from
to
lab?
No, actually, so there's two continuities, and it's been so long since I read the graphic novel, I'm probably fucking this up. But the original one was there was this canister of this shit that fell off of a truck.
The ooze.
Didn't it come from a...
It was the ooze. Actually, no, it was from, it was aliens. You know, if you watch the TV show Krang, but basically that brain in a suit, that was basically this whole race of aliens that were trapped here, and they were trying to build something so they could get back home. And so one of those fancy processes that they used, that was one of the byproducts. And so they were transporting it for storage, and it fell off the truck, it fell into the sewer, and the turtles crawled through it, and all of that. You know, same thing. Turtles crawled through it, Splinter crawled through it. In the cartoon, he was a person that got turned into a rat, whereas
that
originally...
sounds disturbingly similar to the earlier rumors that the turtles were going to be aliens, in that they are created with an alien mutagen.
Yeah, but they aren't aliens. They're just your
turtles. Well, I mean, it's like
turtles.
This issue of Doctor Who, I'm half human on my mother's side. Well, I'm half turtle on my mother's side.
No. They're all turtle. It's a mutated turtle. It's like Godzilla, right? I mean, Godzilla...
It's not part man.
It's not part man. It's not part alien. It's all... In theory... You could go down to a pet store and make an army of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles if you wanted to.
If you had sufficient supply of ooze.
If you had sufficient ooze and sufficient senseis that could deal with all their bullshit. All right. And if you could afford enough pizza.
Okay, I would just... It sounds like, given the how sketchy those rumors were, was this space aliens blowing the alien origin of the ooze out of proportion.
What the internet heard, and I don't know if it's different than what he said, because it's been so long since I... Whatever. Yeah. But... They were just aliens. Like, they came from another planet, and they land here, and they start fighting crime.
Right.
Which, I mean, granted, a bunch of mutated turtles that fight crime, you know, that's not a more plausible scenario, but this goes back to my old issue of when you're adapting something, you adapt it. You don't just take the name and then make it whatever the fuck you want.
I could almost see it if they just added in the word alien. It was Teenage Mutant Alien Ninja Turtles and made a joke out of it. I was like, we'll just add one more cliche on top of all the others and keep all the old cliches, but we're adding a new one on top of it.
Well, but you know what? I don't feel that it's Michael Bay's place to make that cliche.
Oh, no, Michael Bay shouldn't be doing any of this.
Eastman and Laird did that. You know, they're sitting around in one guy's apartment drinking, like, you know what would be stupid? Fucking a teenage and a mutant and a ninja and a fucking turtle. Yeah, turtle, yeah. You know what? We should write that comic. Fuck it. Let's do it. That's the origin of this thing that we all love. But, you know, it's not for Mr. Bay to come in after the fact and decide, you know what? What you did before, that's not good enough. We need to change it. But that's
so what's the other origin? That was origin number one.
So that was the one from the graphic novel, and then I think from the cartoon, that ooze was some random fancy lab chemical that.
So again, there was a lab involved, in the trailer. Yeah.
Did they even show where it came from?
They didn't even show.
It was just kind of like there it was.
Like it came from. Well, I think that's in one of the later seasons. They delve back into it, but the point here is that someone said, you know what, let's make this thing, right? Whereas the original origin is
that's some shit that just happened.
We fucked up, and we didn't even realize we fucked up until 16 years later when this fucking talking turtle walks by.
All right,
right? So, you know, this turns into more of a, you know, let's make some superheroes type deal.
The Captain America, some Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, the Captain America.
Well, the original context then is that the turtles are discarded random bits of flotsam that the rest of the universe has no interest in, and they have to find themselves and rise up and become something out of that shithole that they're born into.
I mean, they have that tendency because they're teenage and rebellious.
Yes,
but Splinter always taught them to be hidden and ninjas and out of the sight of people.
So somebody did make them. It's just they didn't genetically engineer them. He picked up the flotsam and trained it.
Well, he was part of the series of events that created them to begin with.
Yeah.
When you say someone made them, you're... The fact that a human was involved in any way to say that that person did it.
It's a rat. What's a rat's name again?
Splinter
trained them to be ninjas and gave them their moral and ethical code and mission in life or not?
Absolutely.
Okay, so Splinter made them. The turtles.
No, Splinter raised them. What you're doing, you're saying he made them. Like, it was his plan to have these four turtles running through the city and fight crime. That wasn't what happened. So Splinter happened to be in the sewer where the turtles were. They all walked through the ooze. Splinter was much older. You know, like, these were baby turtles. They were just hatched, right?
Yeah.
Splinter had lived for a good long while. He actually, this is kind of silly. So he learned his ninja training. He was the pet of a master, Hamato Yoshi. So he watched him do all of it. Yeah, I see you smiling. And you know what? When I say it, it's kind of ridiculous, too. But that's fine.
No, I think it's awesome that you know the name. I love it. I love that you know the name. Hamato Yoshi.
And so he watched.
Remember the name of freaking time robo mech.
It's Total Recall.
Total Recall. Yeah, we looked it up.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow. Yeah. But we know who trained the teacher.
You know why? Because I love Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I just met Edge of Tomorrow. I don't know. Yeah. That bitch might cheat on me. So he sat there and he watched Hamato Yoshi. So he basically learned all of these techniques by just watching him. So he's fairly... middle aged, I guess, as rats go, whatever. So then
I always saw him as older. Like, he was an old man rat. The reason Splinter wasn't out there whooping asses himself was because he had to walk around with a cane.
No. Splinter was the master. If it came down to an ass whooping, Splinter's like Yoda, right? You're like, he pimps around with a cane.
Yes.
But when it comes time for an ass whooping, that is not the motherfucker you want to fuck with, right? That's what the clones thought. They're like, yeah, we'll just kill this old asshole.
But Yoda's definitely old. Nobody would argue that he's just 40.
Well, and so in the Ninja Turtles continuity, like, there's real time there. Like, they start aging at human rates, right? So the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are 16 years old. So that's their level of maturity. So
did they keep with that when they 4 years later they were no longer they removed teenager from the opening title?
Well, actually, even they did the 4 years later, it was titled TMNT. So maybe they paid attention to that.
T stands for something else now.
Well, it's just look whatever it is. It's
totally mutant. The mutant
titties Ninja McGee Ninja Turtles is
the
what it is.
Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'm going with the. All right. That's great. The mutant Ninja Turtles.
So Splinter realizes that this thing is happening to him. He's gaining more intelligence and he's maturing or whatever. And he sees basically the equivalent of four babies. And so he goes, well, I just can't, if I leave them here, they're going to get eaten by a fucking dog or something. So I can't do that. So he gathers them up like anybody would if you found yourself in a funky apocalypse where you're basically on your own and you find four babies. You're like, fuck them babies. No, you pick them up, you carry them with them, like Enemy Mine, right? With zombies, right? It's the same thing. So he's like, all right, well.
I don't know if it's exactly the same thing.
Close enough.
We'll go. It's fine. Let's go with that.
Zombies was scaly, and he was greenish brown. So I'm gonna say.
I always thought about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle when I saw zombies.
Right? Uh-huh. So it's the same. So he took them, and so he raised them the only way he knew how, with the morals that he had that he learned from Hamato Yoshi, which were the traits of the ninja or whatever that is. More intelligent than what I'm saying.
The way of the ninja.
Because the ninja, the fighting part is the fighting part is just an extension of the spirituality of the whole thing.
Yes.
So that's basically what he did. And then after a while, they got, they're teenagers, so they get restless living in the sewer. And they're like, we want to see the surface and everything. She's like, all right, look, I know that you're going to run around, you're going to fuck around and go up on the surface.
And they will sneak out at night.
And you sneak out. So I'm going to teach you how to stay hidden, because it's very important that you stay hidden. Because if the humans find
that awareness,
they're going to dissect you, right? Yeah. So you can help people. I'm not saying don't help people. I'm just saying don't be seen. So he didn't make them. Like, if they said, hey, I want to sit at home and you know, just watch QVC all day.
Well, he made them. He just didn't have a plan. He just, you know, just
no, no, Brian.
Reacted
you're
to the
not getting
situation.
Away with saying that he made them.
Yeah,
he didn't make them. Well, they would have existed all on their own without Splinter.
Would they have been personality, character, ability, job specifications, anything like what they turned out to be?
They wouldn't have been ninjas.
Yeah. Well, they would have had the same personality traits because they're all, I mean, they're all individuals and they all grew up the way they, you know, the way
they would
grew
have had
up.
Different names. He named them.
They would have been Teenage Mutant Loser Turtles.
they might be Teenage Mutant Slacker Turtles. You never know.
Turtles, yeah.
Could have had a nice job at Initech.
I'm just playing hacky sack all day, man.
Hey, bro. Dude, oh. Turtles.
Yeah.
We're going to go down to the beach later and chill on the sand.
But in the trailer, they don't make any, like, there's no mention of a Splinter, right? All we see is that
well,
human guy
that
in a lab. But that's the voice, if I'm not mistaken, that's the voice of the guy that's in the trailer. So I think he's narrating.
You think that's
his own
Mr.
His own
announcer guy in the trailer?
Yeah. I know that guy. I've seen him in stuff. I think that's his voice.
I've seen the actor before. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the actor. I think he's narrating what he did. Like this is he's okay. telling his story in there.
So it looks like they've written Shredder out or at least completely changed the context.
I didn't see any Shredder.
I didn't see any Shredder.
All right.
But
you know, I can see how that's a bad that's like Star Wars without Obi-Wan Kenobi. I can see how that would piss some people
there's
off.
There's probably a Shredder in there.
And the foot?
Or not a Shredder and Splinter. See, Splinter. Yeah.
So here's the thing. If they were made, right, if we decided, hey, we're going to make some fucking turtles, would you make fucking turtles? Would you make genetic mutants to fight a bunch of street urchin street toughs? I could just build a gun for that. I mean, I don't see why you would do that. So I would think there would be something bigger.
Well, so the only angle I can come up with is it's another attempt at super soldiers, right?
But with turtles?
Look, I'm not the one doing it. All we know is they got a guy pulling a tarp off a big mystery machine in a lab with Michael Bay lights.
Okay. Now, I mean, seems like the turtles that this process spits out seem to act reasonably like I remember them from my little glimpses. But if the whole thing is another, as Patrick would say, fucking origin story, then we're going to have to sit through the completely wrong origin story for 2 fucking hours.
Oh, no.
Before we get to the
turtles that we actually wanted.
Yeah.
If we get them.
Look,
if this movie represents a big portion of what we loved about the cartoon series, or the graphic novel, if here that's where you started, there was all kinds of opportunity to give us something to latch on to. But they didn't do that, right? We didn't get that essence of the turtles. Instead, we got the dramatic building smashing intro and Mr. Big Voice, right? Instead of the fun, lighthearted, you know, you've heard the original song.
I don't know. The end of the thing definitely seemed to be pointing at fun and lighthearted. The trailer.
The original intro music has a turtle shell joke in it.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. It's possible that could be the one bit of humor in an otherwise dark and gritty film.
That's
the impression I get from this, right? The original Ninja Turtles, there was some fun, there's some playfulness to it, and it's one of those things where, okay, we're all happy-go-lucky, and then some shit happens, like some real serious shit happens, Splinter gets taken, or Leonardo almost gets killed.
Here's what we should do. We should do our own dark and gritty premise for the Ninja Turtles,
and we'll see how bad we can make it. The original comic was pretty dark and cynical.
But in our version, Splinter is a meth addict. Right, and he gets moments of clarity when he's really high, and the turtles are all under the delusion that he is a ninja master.
Well, of course, they raised him. He's the only adult they know.
Right, they don't know to question his bullshit.
I think it's convenient that he taught them the ninja skills so that they could go to the surface and steal the methamphetamines for him without being detected.
Well, they go and steal shit and then trade for the meth.
No. I think their fighting of crime is basically just beating up people that are dealing meth to take their meth. And the meth addicts, they don't say, oh, shit, yeah, they stole like 4 kilos of meth. I don't even know if that's how you measure meth.
But... Did you see the turtles, man? I mean, what are you going to do, call the police?
Exactly.
No.
How are you going to tell the authorities through your rotted out teeth, toothus, that one tooth you have left?
My toothus.
My toothus. Oh, it was a giant potato-looking thing with a bandana.
What did it look like? Well, that bandana, nunchucks, and a pizza.
Little nostrils. It had little nostrils because it said, "Look, it's little nostrils." And then I think I shit myself. And then they took my.
So
my
you got
candy.
Your ass kicked by. Yeah, right. They took some of my belongings. Exactly $4,000 worth of them. So you got your ass kicked by a turtle with a pizza? Well, there was 4 of them. It's not like I'm some kind of wimp.
Well, okay, it had anchovies on it. The smell is too horrible. I couldn't fight the funk of anchovy. Fuck you, all right? Just go find my candy.
It's blue.
It's,
it's that blue shit.
So, yes, okay, so to your other point, the original graphic novel is it's not as lighthearted as the cartoon or the other TV shows.
See, that's what Jack told me, and shit, I think mentioned it as well too. So,
you're throwing out names of people I don't know. But that's
Jack,
fine.
I know Jack shit about the turtles.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen,
that was a better joke, and I fucked it up by making him explain it. So
it's better when you explain it.
Well,
the jokes are better when you explain them.
Indeed. You know, it was the graphic novel. I think the graphic novel was it wasn't like dark, like everything today is dark.
Watchmen dark?
No, not like Watchmen dark.
Okay.
But it was more like, look, you know, I've been trained with these weapons. Like, these are weapons. Like, they didn't pussy out like Wolverine always had to do, where he would pull his claws out, but he would just scratch the table, right?
Right. Ooh, I'm threatening you with my razor sharp ultra weapons.
I got my razor sharp claws, and then I kick you because you know, why would I stab you with these 3 fucking blades?
Yes, I could end the fight right now, but instead I'm gonna let you kick the shit out of me in 5 minutes.
Exactly. So you know, you got these 4 turtles, and you know, Leonardo and Raphael, I mean, they've got bladed weapons. The nunchucks, they provide enough force to break bone, and the same with the bow staff. And, you know, they were mortal enemies of the Foot. So when the Foot Clan would come, I mean, they would just cut them up. Like, hey.
So do you think this movie's going to have limbs flipping through the air?
I highly doubt it. But then
they're going to try and get the Mattel product line started back up. It's just going to have to be a lot grittier. You're going to have that Mattel meth lab. You got the Mattel.
The Mattel meth lab.
The gritty megacorp.
So didn't they have some human girl who was provided the obligatory female figure for the show?
Well,
what was her name?
April O'Neill.
So how does April fit into the meth lab hierarchy here?
She's a reporter, see.
Although I don't think she's a reporter in this one. There was something where she's not a reporter, and everybody
she's
lost
now
their shit.
Now
was...
a internet blogger or something? Is that what they've replaced her reporters with?
No, I don't even think it's an information peddler.
She has a YouTube channel.
Infowars.com.
and of all things, Megan Fox is back, so I don't know what the hell happened between her and Michael Bay. Michael Bay is like, that bitch is never going to work in another one of my
right,
movies.
Right, I heard that story.
And then, I don't know, I guess the producer was like,
she figured out a way to get back in,
yeah,
huh?
Bring that bitch back on the fucking movie set. Who the fuck are you to be like, oh, Transformers is Shakespeare? I will slap the fuck out of you. Go get that woman back.
I'm going to slap your damn freckles off.
Or maybe he just learned humility after he went to wherever that was, CES, and just fumbled over his lines.
Maybe. Oh, right.
Yeah.
That giant fuck up where he walked off. Well, I need to get the fuck out of here.
You don't think he just provided her with a bunch of sexual favors to convince her to come back?
Well, that's entirely sexist and plausible.
Also, That's gross. She's the mother of two beautiful children. That's just disgusting.
How can she help but have beautiful children?
With Brian Austin Green from 90210 fame? But you will know him as the as John Connor's brother from Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Oh, yes, I know who that is.
Yes. So, and you know what? He's sufficiently badassed up to play that role. So, you know what? Whatever. That works. Yeah. So, you know, whatever. That trailer in and of itself doesn't scream, hey, we fucked it up.
It's fucking vague is what
they
did.
It's vague as shit, but yes. The whole general vagueness of it,
it's disturbing.
Is what's shouting,
yeah.
We fucked this up. Because you know what?
If you got something good,
yeah,
you give them a piece. Give them a taste of that good stuff.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, hey, fanboys, we did something you'll like. Here, look at it. They didn't do that.
No, they didn't.
They did not.
Nope.
So.
Hey, look, we got VFX out the ass. We got that. You know you want to come see that, right? It's good enough, right?
Did you like The Dark Knight Rises? It's like that, but like with that. Turtles. Although, kind of a potato yeah. turtle, but whatever.
Right.
That's what
the shell doesn't go down to the bottom, right? Their whole lower half sticks out of the shell. It's like a shell backpack.
You know what? We should play them side by side. And just, it's probably all the same cues. It's just that or this and the Winter Soldier promo. Like, it's all the same gritty fucking
yeah.
doom. Doom.
Oh, we can overlay the Inception soundtrack over.
At least Inception earned that. We're creating worlds and then fucking them up. This is just, somebody knocked over a radio tower. Well, that sucks. Guess I'm not listening to Casey Kasem.
Well, there was
nine.
An explosion.
Was there an explosion?
It's dangerous.
Oh.
A ninja caused it.
You know what they need? Superman to come pick that shit up, put it back on the roof.
Metropolis with turtles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And April O'Neil, who's not blonde, or even have a yellow coat. I mean, come on. Give me something.
They'll throw it in there. Maybe she'll have a yellow bath towel and there'll be a shower scene for no reason.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Earn your
and a Camaro
bucks.
For no reason.
Well. All right. Where can they find this?
Well, we thank you for downloading and listening to the show and subscribing. We're on the iTunes and Stitcher Radio and any sort of podcast aggregator will be able to subscribe to the show and they will magically appear for you when we release them. Our website, where you can get links to all of these beautiful things and our visual reference for this episode, is at scifishow.net. We are also on Facebook, and we'd appreciate your likes and feedback there. It's facebook.com/scifishow. And you can follow us on Twitter. But really, we just want to thank you for listening. Until next time, I'm Steve.
This is Patrick.
This is Brian. Will they have pizza?
See ya.